With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The first major trade talks between the U.S. and China are now set.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and China's vice premier will lead delegations to Switzerland this weekend for the first major talks between the two nations since President Trump sparked a trade war that now has U.S. tariffs against China at 145% and Beijing's tariffs on U.S. imports at 125%. But the president predicted 2 weeks ago a fair deal would come. Ben Thomas, Washington.
India and Pakistan dispute details over India's deadly missile attacks into a Pakistani-controlled area of Kashmir, as well as across the border between the two nations.
Pakistan says the early Wednesday strikes killed over 20 people in what its leader called an act of war, while India has announced deaths from Pakistani fire in the Indian-controlled portion of Kashmir. New Delhi says India's strikes targeted infrastructure allegedly used by militants and were punishment for, it says, Pakistan backing an attack last month. Islamabad denies that claim. Tensions are at their highest point since 2019, when both countries came close to war after a suicide car bombing in Kashmir. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An F-A-18 fighter jet landing on the USS Harry S. Truman aircraft carrier in the Red Sea went overboard, forcing its two pilots to eject. The incident marks the latest mishap to mar the deployment of the Truman. Real ID is now required for air travel within the U.S. Travelers will need real ID or a passport for domestic flights. Passengers without those documents should plan for additional security checks and possible delays at the airport. The papal conclave is underway. 70 cardinals will be electing the next pope. This is SRN News. Churches are leading VE Day celebrations in the United Kingdom.
Thursday marks 80 years since Germany surrendered and victory in Europe was finally declared after 6 years of war. People all across England are celebrating, and the country's numerous cathedrals and churches are hosting events. At the top of the list is the National Service of Thanksgiving, set for noon on Thursday at Westminster Cathedral to be attended by King Charles. The UK suffered nearly 500,000 deaths in the Second World War. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The bishop of a New Jersey diocese says he will no longer oppose a state grand jury investigation of priest sex abuse that the Catholic Church has been fighting behind closed door in court for years. It's not clear, however, if the grand jury investigation will go forward. That's because the New Jersey State Supreme Court is already considering the diocese's earlier argument against seating one. The church's about-face on the probe was announced by the bishop in Camden. This is SRN News. Rite Aid is again seeking bankruptcy protection and will be closing stores.
The struggling drugstore chain says it'll try to sell nearly all of its assets. The company said it'll make sure that customer prescriptions are transferred to other pharmacies while it goes through the sale process. Rite Aid initially filed for bankruptcy protection in October 2023. They plan to sell parts of its business and restructure. The company attempted to turn around its business in a tough environment for drugstores. Major chains and independent pharmacies have been closing stores and struggling with several challenges. That includes increased theft, court settlements over opioid prescriptions, and shoppers who are drifting more to online shopping and discount retailers. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The vice chair of the NTSB has been abruptly removed from his position. It's a rare move that comes as the federal agency charged with investigating aviation disasters juggles more than 1,000 cases. SRNnews.com.